Now I want to go through some of the wrongful activity by Chipo Siamafua and her nephew Martin Siamafua. There's 1 or 2 years age difference between them. Martin is technically her nephew, but they were raised together from childhood, so they're virtually brother and sister here. Some of this is criminal activity, violating criminal laws. Others does not violate criminal laws, but is nonetheless wrong and unethical. So, here we go. A theft of land. Documents were given to me regarding two properties in Zambia. One was issued by Chipo, which was notarized. The other one was issued twice by Martin for properties that I own here in Zambia. They were in my wife's name originally because of the fact that we had agreed and it was understood that after I go to Canada, earn enough money to support us in Zambia, that we come back here. Therefore, the land was put in her name. Pure common sense alone would tell you that no one is going to put land in someone else's name with the understanding that they're going to take that land away from you. This is obvious. The understanding was we come back here and I support her here through business. But after she made it clear that she wanted another man, she doesn't want me in her life, she wants me out of her life, I can't live with her anymore, she doesn't want me. I've never once said I don't want her. After this, then I said to her, okay, but you're not taking this land that I worked for. I want it. You have to sign the rights over to me, which she did. And Martin did the same, except that this was an act because they know that it cannot be sold unless I have all of the documents. So right from the start, they're being crooked, both of them. By signing something over in Zambia, you have to have all of the documents in order for it to be sold. So this is outright dishonest on their part. They continue to withhold these documents, and according to the laws of Zambia and according to the Criminal Code of Canada, this is theft. If you deny someone lawful access to and or enjoyment of their property, that is theft. So preventing me from selling what is mine, this is theft. So this is a crime that was committed by both of them. And they continue in this withholding of the documents. Another issue here regarding withholding of all documents, not just from the two properties at present, but from two previous properties, which were duplexes in an area of Kafue called Flashbat. So four properties, how is it known what was actually paid for them and what I paid for them? Is it the same amount or is it a different amount? Can there be another reason why these documents are being withheld? Someone who's being honest and upright is going to say, here's the receipts from everything. Here it is. Everything is straightforward. But things are not straightforward in this whole business. And Martin stole two milling machines, or he never purchased them in the first place. And this is theft and or fraud, and this is a crime. And my wife knows what's going on. She's complicit in these crimes. Chipo is. Furthermore, Martin sent me a financial statement of what he claims are his costs in a proposed milling business. And the evidence is that he never even intended to run a milling business because you can't run a milling business from that location. It wouldn't even be allowed. First of all, it's a residential area. The noise would be so bad and the neighbors would complain anyway. You can't even do it. Plus, you have no working milling machines. And the fraud of Martin claiming that he purchased two milling machines on two separate occasions from two separate sellers. Where are these machines? Where are they? And claiming that on one of them It wasn't working properly. He had to get some work done. And not even trying it out first before you buy it to see if it works, really. And then do that for two different milling machines, not even bother to try them out first to see if they work. And then not even provide the name of the seller of these machines and not even provide a receipt from these machines. He never purchased two working milling machines. This is fraud by Martin. You can call it fraud or theft or both, but this is criminal activity from Martin. Then claiming that one of his fellow deacons at his Adventist church, which is located next to the Adventist Eye Hospital in Lusaka, claiming that a fellow deacon stole two of the rollers and that he complained to his church leaders about this and nothing was done. Really? So you have someone committing criminal activities and has allowed to remain as an elder? So where are the elders in this, if in fact this story is true at all? So, let me go on here. He has, on two occasions, committed theft of property by stealing items that were on my property after he was told not to set foot on my property again or he is trespassing. Twice. And there are witnesses to these two thefts. Furthermore, Martin has wrongly been getting income from my property, hiding it from me and not telling me. The one who is staying there now as a resident has told me that he had been paying rent to Martin. Martin never told me this. Martin was pocketing the money then, if the account of this tenant is true. And also, Martin was raising chickens in my property, in the building, without telling me, without my permission. Being a strict vegetarian, I would never allow it, and I'm against the killing of animals. But he was raising chickens without my knowledge, without my permission, and pocketing all the money for himself. And then later, I found out that he had been growing maize there. He planted maize without my permission and without my knowledge, with the design to pocket all of the money for himself. And so, furthermore, the headman told me, this is the supervisor of that whole area, which was traditional land. The headman himself stated that Martin, at the beginning, stated that that was his property and that he wanted to rent it out. Not that he wanted to do milling business, but that he wanted to rent it out. Quite interesting. So, the money that was paid for these two milling machines was written in a book in Canada stating how much was paid for these machines and when it was paid. And the payment was through my wife. How convenient now that my wife does not find this book, which I definitely left there. How convenient for her. My wife is an accomplice in these crimes, as all of the evidence shows. The evidence does not lie. The evidence is there for everyone to see. Furthermore, on that statement of expenses, false expenses, that Martin sent to me, which I will put on the website, that's a lot of money. How in the world, that is, given the time when it occurred, that is anywhere from 6 months to 1 year of wages. How are you going to provide for your family during that time if you have three boys who are all less than, they're all less than 9 or 8 years old now? Three of them and a wife. How are you going to provide for all them if you're without six months to 12 months of wages? And how is it that you have not one receipt from any of these expenses? So his lie is, well, I put money in your business and I never asked him to put any money. I never asked him for any money for anything. He's trying to get a foothold into something to try to wrongly claim ownership. So How is it that you can spend all this money and not have one receipt from it? If you're honestly claiming that you're investing in someone else's property, surely you're going to keep the receipts to prove that you did this, but not one receipt. And how is it that he conveniently left up the milling machines there? How is that possible? I was in his home and I saw two large electric motors in his boy's bedroom, the kind which can be used in milling machines. So, the other interesting thing here, and this is hard evidence against him, that Martin is a fraud and he's a criminal, is that this document for his alleged expenses that he wants me to pay him for, how is it then that he signed the property over to me that he put money into? In other words, if he did this before he signed it over, he's going to say, look, I'll sign it over to you, but first you pay me for this money that I invested in your property, in your business. And there was no business there anyway. That's a whole fraud in itself. But anyway, how is it that he can sign over a property which I paid for, money set there by my wife? My wife is complicit in this. How is it that he's going to sign property over to me that he has put money into as an investment and then not say to me, oh, but first before I sign it over, you need to pay me back the money that I put into your property? Why didn't he do that? Because he's lying about putting money into my property. If he's going to claim he invested money in my property and a fake business later, how is it that he signed this over to me, completely over to me, and relinquished any rights he might have had, and then after that starts investing in the property? So they need to explain this. And my wife supports him completely in all of this activity. They're in this together, both of them.